The plan would let Supreme Court candidates receive public funding if they collect at least $5,000 but not more than $15,000 in small donations. That would qualify them for up to $400,000 tax dollars to spend against their opponent, or as much as $1.2 million if they're targeted heavily by outside interest groups. The plan has the backing of organizations like Wisconsin Common Cause, whose director is Jay Heck.
Well, you know, in the past we've not favored it because the problem used to be really more in the legislative races and statewide races, for instance, for governor, and that's still a huge problem. But all of that changed, I think, with the race last year between Ziegler and Clifford.
The 2007 race between Justice Annette Ziegler and Linda Clifford shattered the previous fundraising record for a Supreme Court contest. It also raised questions of conflicts of interest for Ziegler, who since being elected has voluntarily sat out on cases that involve her campaign supporters. But Wisconsin Right to Life lobbyist Sue Armacost says there was nothing wrong with the last judicial election. She says her group is against public financing in part because it forces residents who don't support a candidate's ideas to support them financially. Armacost worries that even though this plan focuses on the Supreme Court, it's only a first step.
It's simply a prelude for future legislation that these same politicians will be advancing that would mandate tax-funded elections for all Wisconsin politicians running for any state office.
Armacost says this will likely pass the Democratic-controlled Senate. She's not sure whether it will get a vote in the Republican-controlled state assembly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.